Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Now, each week the host may be different, but don't worry. They are all guaranteed poor quality material. But join us and listen in as the Brew Crew talks about what ails their life. Now, let's see what they're drinking. Are we 25 now? Is that what we're at?
We are.
Guys, you know what's funnier than 24?
I
don't know.
25.
Why was 25 afraid of 24?
Tell me.
I don't know. I thought you guys would jump in with something funny.
Oh boy. We're off to a rocky start here. I'm gonna reel it in before we even get too far out. Welcome to Poor Quality, episode 25. This is a late episode, a sleepy episode. Everybody here is tired out from a half week of work. A few of us have more reasons to be a little extra tired, at least that I'm aware of. Mike, Chris, and I played a show last night where we didn't go on until like 11:30, which was excellent.
It was excellent.
It did go very well.
Yeah, was just very, very late.
But I was... That makes the three of us extra sleepy.
And on a Tuesday, like, it's tough to be out late on a Tuesday. That
show
being said,
on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Today's a Tuesday. Show should be weekend.
What?
That's true. It was a lot of fun, though.
No, it was great.
We're all sleepy.
I took an hour-long power nap earlier.
That's good.
On accident.
I don't think it's a power nap if it's an hour long.
Yeah.
I think power naps are supposed to be 20 minutes max.
Well, I got 3 power naps in.
There you go. That's a good way to think about it.
3 consecutive power naps with no break.
I mean, I probably did have a timer that went off, so it's probably about right.
Have you ever taken a coffee nap?
What does that mean?
Yes. Yeah, you drink a cup of coffee, you nap for like 20-30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Is it 30? Okay, and then you wake up and you're like Usain Bolt.
I did a speech on that in speech class.
Your brain is like Usain Bolt. If you're not that athletically in tune with your body, then you probably won't be as fast.
What, Mike?
But your brain.
I think even if you are in tune with your body, isn't he the fastest man on Earth?
Yeah, but your brain can be the fastest brain on Earth if you take a
coffee. Speaking of things that aren't from Earth, Matt, do you want to go into the prompt?
I do. I was informed today by co-host alien enthusiast.
No, guys, it's the thing is
Trent and Strafford.
No, okay, that's fine.
Trenton's alter ego, who is sabotages his himself, his life, and his relationships.
I think this just got too real.
He reached out to me and let me know that today is in fact National Alien Day.
I thought about messaging each one of you individually and not Matt and saying, hey guys, guess what?
Is it national or international?
It's recording day, and today is the alien day based off of the moon's name from the series, apparently. It started last year, so it's not like it's a huge tradition.
This is an international galactic holiday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's intergalactic, most definitely.
It should be celebrated correctly, and that's why tonight, the prompt for the beer.
Mm-hmm.
I want these boys to describe their beer as the alien from Alien.
Not a lot of wiggle room.
I'll go first. My beer is, you know it. You love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I?
Third time's a charm. Vanilla Java Porter.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Consistency.
Are these from different make your own six packs, or did you just buy a six pack?
That is going to be undisclosed. That's classified.
Trent, take your best guess.
And
try to deduce that one.
This one, let me take a sip and then I'll really.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to remember the flavor.
It's kind of. Wow. Wash it around in my mouth a
little
bit.
Yeah, what a gulp.
Yeah, seriously.
This beer reminds me of the alien from Alien. Trent.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Unfortunately, not poison.
Well, you are, actually.
I guess in some ways. I'm drinking the Uinta Brewing Lime Pilsner.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lager with natural lime flavors.
You're on a lime kick.
Well, I mean, Chris had a lime beer and...
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
I mean, I've had them as well, but this is like the brightest beer I've ever drank. And I was pretty excited because these guys actually make, you'll love and remember, the Hop Nosh IPA. And I was excited for it, and now that I'm drinking it, I don't really know if I'm into it. So I guess it reminds me of the alien from the movie Alien. because when I watched it,
that's cool.
I thought it was going to be good, and then I was just like, I guess I'm not really that into it.
The movie or the alien from Alien? Because if you'll remember the prompt,
no, the movie was good.
I asked you to describe the beer as the alien from Alien.
And that's, I'm describing my feelings towards the alien from, I have no, not with the whole movie. The movie is a master class epic. Award.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be,
yeah,
it'd be inappropriate to rip on the greatest movie of all time on this the Sacred Alien Day, Intergalactic.
Yeah. So so I don't have to talk anymore. Chris, what are you drinking?
I am drinking
Sleepies.
I am on the lime kick, actually. I'm drinking a Citradelic exotic lime ale. I've had the tangerine in the past, I think on the podcast, but this time I went with the lime. And this beer I have never had, and it's pretty exotic, like the alien from Alien, who I have never seen nor watched the movie. So it's all new to me. Mike?
Hey, Chris. I'm Mike.
Yep. So far, so good.
I'm drinking a beer.
Dude, you are 100% on this.
Wait, let me keep it rolling. It's a Yazoo beer.
Okay, check.
Hold on, I gotta slow down. It is the spring seasonal. The Yazoo Spring Single Ale.
Okay.
I got a 6-pack of this brew a little over a week ago, maybe.
So you're drinking six of them?
So I've had a few of them. Not tonight. But throughout the week. So I mean I've tasted it before. It's a recurring theme, which is why it reminds me of Alien from the movie Alien.
What? That's crazy. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. See, I want to believe what you're saying, but you're shaking your head no the whole time.
Me?
Yeah. I didn't.
It did kind of sound like he was reading off of a script.
I didn't notice that.
I was just kind of staring at my beer.
I didn't notice that at all.
I think he was just thinking deep thoughts, but he had like a little shake going on.
Well, the thing I like about Yazoo is that they have this little short paragraph and how they describe their beers, and it's always so interesting to me. But it's so boring.
break us off like, a piece of it then, okay. Mike.
Our spring single is our take on an obscure Belgian style brewed by Trappist monks for their daily sustenance. A light, dry, and hoppy finish with fruity and spicy notes from a classic Trappist yeast makes this the perfect companion for longer days ahead. Welcome to the Sleepcast. I will be your dojo.
Yeah, Matt's dead, I think.
Good night, Matthew. Who is next to the sleep dungeon?
Hold up. I don't like the way you said that.
Let me tuck you in.
I mean, I'm the only one who hasn't gone, but I don't know about a sleep dungeon.
Well, I loved everything up until the dungeon part. That part.
No, I have 3 sets of bunk beds for all of you.
Wait, what?
You have 3 sets per person?
Where?
No, just 3...
Three sets for each bunks. Of us.
No, 3
bunks. Who's bunking with who?
We don't need to. We each have 3 sets of bunk beds.
I dibs the top bunk over myself.
You dibs 3 bunks.
I'm sleeping on my middle left bunk.
Okay.
Zach, what are you drinking?
I am drinking Show Me Your Sour.
No.
I will. Oh. But what are you drinking?
It's a barrel-aged beer from Boulevard in Kansas City. And it's interesting. And sorry about that long pause. I was taking a drink.
We heard it, saw it.
It's good. It's kind of like the flavor kind of lingers.
It lingers and it tingles.
The flavor kind of lingers. It's kind of a long lasting flavor, kind of like the limbs on the alien from Alien.
Alien from Alien. That's a good pull.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
That's out of left field. Really cool.
Well, that's my own fault.
Jiminy Christmas.
It's fine.
So, now that we've gotten through that,
you do that every week? Are you kidding me?
Not very creative, but how do I get us out of this? I think we might as well just go right into the prompt. So I wanted each of us to kind of summarize the movie Alien, and then give kind of feedback, not sort of bad feedback, but like what they just loved about the movie. I'll start. So Sigourney Weaver, obviously.
Okay.
Who's next?
Wait.
So actually, I might have lied because I think I did see the alien. Then I walked to bed, and then it was black, and that was the end.
Well,
what? Chris?
Huh?
What are you saying? Here we go. I have an idea. One second. I want you guys just to pop on to Facebook real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
If you would be so kind.
Yeah.
I guess. I'm here, aren't I?
Fun for the listeners.
Yeah. Well, if you let me do some administrative work for you.
Well, man, my
internet is just slow as a goose right now.
As a what? A
goose. Sorry, you lagged.
It's fine.
What am I clicking on?
Okay. So,
we'll
just kind of describe what we see here. Trent just links the entire full film of Alien 1979. We're starting in the ship, naturally. It's quiet but eerie. Kind of an eerie background noise. We're seeing the inside of the ship. A lot of muted
This has
colors.
Been on here for 2 months. It's got 80,000 views and no one's taken it down. The whole movie's just on YouTube.
Here we go.
Come on.
Beautiful. Okay.
That's a neat control panel.
You guys, we wouldn't steal a car.
Well, then we shouldn't be watching that illegally stolen movie.
Yeah.
We're just as bad as the pirates.
I wouldn't rob a bank.
You would rob a bank? I think you lagged again.
Oh, wait. I might have said what I meant to say.
So I had an actual prompt.
And I said what I meant.
Okay.
I'm just going to watch Alien.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, I kind of got lost in it. It was so captivating.
I was enjoying it as well. Do you want to just sit here for 2 hours?
I'm just going to hang out. Bookmark this for later. What were you guys saying about
cars?
Cool.
Yeah, so as I mentioned at the top of the show, we've all kind of had a stressful half week. It's Wednesday for us. And I, especially after today, which I was just exhausted, the work I do is just nonstop, and high octane, which is like cool sometimes, but also it's a lot. I was walking out of work and I really want to know how you guys deal with stress in the moment and, after a long day of work. And I just want to kind of see what everybody's method is with dealing with these moments and then dealing with the macro stress. So anybody got any
cool
stuff they can think of?
Yeah, like Matt said, it has been busy. I'm on my last week of being an undergrad. Just finished up my last day of class yesterday, finishing up finals these next 2 days. And yeah, I was amidst like finishing up basically my work for the entirety of my semester today. And we played a show last night, and like all of these things that I'm trying to follow up with like the venues and like a lot of work priorities that happen to go on right now because it's the springtime and festival season's approaching, and like we're trying to get our hands on all these opportunities and do big things for artists. But like beyond that, there's a lot that's going on like in my personal life and like otherwise. So coping with stress like in the moment is usually I go for lists and I make lists of things that I need to accomplish and try to prioritize them, whether it's on like, okay, what do I need to do today? How am I gonna kind of relieve some of this anxiety that I'm feeling right now? And I've lived by lists for a long time, mostly in like physical form too. I try to avoid writing them down on my phone because then I feel like if I'm trying to cross them off on my laptop, rather. I don't know. There's something about it just...
Well, there's a physicality to putting stuff, putting pen to paper, and then there's also a physicality to just scratching it out, just killing it, yeah. Knowing that you did it.
It feels so. Right, yeah. So lists are my go-to, like, in the moment. But when I, like, tonight, I came home and still had to kind of do some things. But when I finished them up, I kind of have to force myself at this point to just kind of take a deep breath and know that everything's going to be fine. Because, like, we can stress about a million, billion things. But, like, it's going to be okay. It's, like, whatever you have, whatever's weighing on you right now, like, a week could pass or even less or even more. But either way, like...
So, I mean, is that, like, what you do, though, when you get home? Do you go through everything that's stressful piece by piece and say this is gonna be all right, or do you just so you do go through every single thing though?
And those lists kind of help me weigh that out too, because like I know what I'm gonna need to prioritize in the near future especially, and whatever may like be of utmost importance, I have the like capacity to be like, it won't kill me if I don't do it to my like best ability, because I've sometimes like life just has a way of piling up on itself, and then like a 1 week like stretch of time can just feel like everything is falling on top of itself. And then
so you put a lot of it sounds like you put a lot of faith in the way that you prioritize stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you'll have rankings of stuff that needs to get done, and then you'll know how much effort you need to / can put into
pretty much
each one.
Yeah.
It also sorry if you were gonna keep talking, but it also kind of sounds like you're an optimist in the way that like you think, with the mentality that like this sucks right now, but it's gonna be okay eventually. Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, a really good view and a way to deal with stress.
Yeah. I mean, you've always been an optimist when it comes to pretty much all things.
I try to be. I mean, a negative outlook doesn't necessarily help the situation. But I guess being positive in a situation that is pretty sour can help you out.
I think one thing I struggle with about being positive specifically is the kind of the scale of being positive and then being realistic and then trying to figure out what both of those things mean and how you can use them together. I mean, that's getting a little philosophical, which I was going to transition into Trent there because I figured you probably have thought about stuff like this way too much.
Yeah. It's a lot of what I do, and I don't know. The things that stress me out about work are basically, and have always been, when things get out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So even when Zach and I were working pizza in high school, like, it was a lot of fun and we'd goof around and it would be a good job. But then it just gets super busy on a night and it would just be so hard to juggle all these things with the limited number of people. And it's just like, there's no way this is efficient. There's no way, like, we're unhappy because we can't provide a service quick enough to you, and like you're unhappy because of the same reason, and it's just like a super stressful situation for everybody. So like that's what like gets me. So like this week, we had some. There's four people that work in my department, and one person was out last week with the flu.
Ugh.
And then another guy I work with wasn't feeling well. He's like, I just want to be safe, and you know, I'll go get checked out. So he went to the doctor today. He's got the flu.
Oh, well, probably a good thing.
So now we're down to two people, and because I work at like a service desk, like the volume of work we get isn't going to decrease because we have less people. Like we're going to get the same amount of requests and phone calls and emails and people walking up, and it's just going to be two people doing, you know, four people's work. So it's been stressful. And like the way I deal with it, honestly, is like as soon as like I know I'm about to be stressed out, I'm like, this is frustrating. Like I breathe in and like I picture the stress and then I just exhale and I just bring it on. I'm just like, okay, this is awful. I hate this. And I'm just going to have to deal with this. Like, I cannot let this affect me. I just need to like hold this in right now.
It reminds me of the way Mike gets into cold baths.
Oh my God.
ice baths. So when you took an ice bath the other day after Frisbee.
Yeah.
You were screaming, but
I
you
was.
Got in. You got all the way in. You let the terrible cold water rush all over you.
You breathe in, you breathe out, and you dunk.
There's sometimes like there's not a good positive way to deal with something like in that moment. Like you just be like, this person's being incredibly rude to me for no reason, and I just have to deal with that, because I'm in a service industry. So
well, and I think that's a big point that probably you and Mike would differ on, because I feel like just based on knowing Mike and what he's already said, you guys are coming at this at two directly different points of view, and neither one is necessarily right or wrong. You know, Michael,
sure,
come in with positive intent, and you'll come in with realistic sort of mentalities, and you know, different situations call for each one. But
here's the, I guess the upswing of that is when all that stuff stresses me out. Like, it's just the only way to get it out, basically, is to do things that I can control, which is typically cleaning. It's like, I was like, all right, I'm going to go home and I'm going to do dishes and I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to take the trash out. Like, I'm just going to go hard and just completely clean my place, just because it's like I can do something about this frustration in my life right now.
So that's your macro end of the day deal.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, I couldn't fix these things earlier. I had to just deal with it. And it was frustrating, so I'll just take it out on the frustrations that I can do something about in my own environment.
Yeah.
The sight of dirty dishes oftentimes like can stress you out too. Like if you walk home and your place is just filthy, you're like, ah, more stuff to do. Yeah.
Versus like when you walk into like your clean place and everything's put away and looking nice and you're just relaxing and feeling like a fancy boy.
Well, there are two things that everything you said reminded me of. And the first is that when I was very young, I had a really bad temper. I was really angry. And one thing my dad would do is he would sit me down and he would say, okay, like, picture this anger. Whatever you're angry at, picture it. What do you want to picture it as? Now it's just a car. I loved cars. So I pictured this like red car. And he was like, picture it. Picture your anger as a car and then drive it off a cliff. Just let it go. And I remember I remember doing that, and I still have the exact same picture that I remember picturing when I was like five in my head, just ingrained in there.
Oh.
And I don't really get angry like that anymore, but like you said, with the taking on the stress, like it, you dive into the stress. I feel like something I've learned to do is to try to push it off and push it away. And I don't remember the second thing I was going to say.
Well, it sounds like in that sense, you're kind of like me in that occasionally, sometimes you got to let some stuff go, because you can't control everything.
No.
Well, I don't. Nothing we're saying is definitive. The only way we deal with stuff, but
no.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, this topic in itself, there's such a variety of ways,
and it's all relative.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
and I think it's just like important to know like when you're going to be stressed or how you react to stress. Like, even things such as like going on a trip, like, can be stressful, even if it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, you're still doing a lot of things, you're busy, you're not just sitting down relaxing. And so, it's as long as, like, this is going to be stressful, but as long as, like, I do this, this, and this, like, I can make through and be okay and not freak out ever.
Chris, I don't know exactly how you like to deal with stress, but I do know that you use and have used since college, and I don't know about before that, but your calendar. Yes. On your computer. You use that heavily.
Yes, I do. And it's not always like super organized. Like, I'll just throw things at random times, and that's not even really the point. It's just kind of having it in an order.
Mow the lawn, 2 a.m.
In some kind of order, and I'll get to it at some point in that day. So more the order from first to last matters more than the time that I put it at.
Sure. So you prioritize that as well.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely kind of like Mike. It's all about prioritizing, because otherwise I just freak out. So, yeah. I don't know. And I feel like I react differently. Like, if I'm by myself and stressed, sometimes I'll just, like, let it take me over and just be, like, angry for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm, like, in a stressful situation and I still, like, just need to get things done, I'll just dive in and do it as methodically as I can, like, prioritize most important to least important as quickly as possible and just go for it. I was just gonna say, which definitely can happen at work, and I can sometimes have a similar job to Trent, except it's more like for us it's more like the going and fixing it kind of end than the receiving calls and fixing it. I don't know, it's kind of,
so that's like you're in the moment, you're stressed, and so you prioritize, you list, if either mentally or on your calendar. But what about at the end of a day, at the end of a long week, what brings you down?
Like,
in like a good way.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say,
what brings you down from okay. the from
what
the
bums you out, Chris?
What makes you sad
at the end of the day?
Yeah.
How do you cry?
Just like everyone else.
Just like everyone else.
What? One tear at a time.
Oh, wait, no, wait. You're not crying like everybody else if you're crying one tear at a time.
I don't know.
Just
alternating.
Those are heavy tears, man.
Sorry.
Sploosh.
If it's two, I'd explode.
Right. You get dehydrated.
Yeah, exactly.
Sploosh.
I don't know. Like, coming down from that, I guess, would just be like, I don't know, I guess the whole deep breath thing, but also just like the end of the week, I'm come home, sleep if I need it, and like just hang out with you guys usually is what brings me back.
Yeah.
Talking it out.
Sometimes when you look at Chris's calendar, you'll see a block for sleep and a block for, say, league. And sometimes they overlap a little bit.
Well, this is more of a mental calendar than the actual one he uses. Yeah, right? But yeah. Occasionally, peer pressure will kind of push those together.
He'll be there, but he'll also be fulfilling the next priority.
Also be sleeping, though.
Yeah, they'll be asleep for sure.
I'm trying to think what else. I don't know. I guess it's more frustration than stress. I was just thinking back to like a week ago. I was just like, stressed from the day. I guess it's kind of stress. I was stressed from the day. I was driving home, and then everyone was driving stupid. And I just, like, I'm the only one in the car. So I just, like, screamed as loud as I could in my car. And, like, no one's going to hear me, whatever.
Did
I don't know.
It
felt
good?
Nice. Kind of. And I was like, wow, I feel like an idiot for screaming in my car.
But I mean,
at the same time, it was like, whatever. No one can hear me, and this is a nice little release, I guess.
You know, in space, no one can hear you scream. Speaking of Alien, when we come back, we'll be talking to Zach about how he deals with stress. But first, let's stock the beer fridge. Well, hello there, folks. Welcome to the middle of the podcast, the stocking of the beer fridge. Say hello to Penny. Yes, hi, Penny. The portion of the podcast where we talk about our sponsors. And this week... Okay, Penny, hold on. I had to grab my cat. This week is sponsored by this joke. Do you know why scuba divers always fall off the boat backwards? Because if they fell forwards, they would fall right back into the boat.
Perfect. Right back at it again, or do we need to do anything?
I'm right back at it again.
I'm tweeting real quick.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Just recording a podcast. Don't let us interrupt your tweet schedule.
Hey, my tweets are very important.
To me. He's got the tweeter. He's got to get that tweeter.
All right.
Tweeter.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Zach.
Hello.
What bums you out? Wait, no. Cool. No. What, how do you deal? How do you deal with stuff?
I don't know. I've been struggling with this, like, while you guys are talking, like, trying to find things that I relate to. And there are definitely some things, but, like, I think for the most part, I don't usually let little stuff get to me. And I don't know how I developed that skill or if that's actually true or not or what, but... Not a lot of things really stress me out in the short run, and maybe that's because I'm very, very lucky to have an awesome job and like a pretty
decent wife.
Yeah. Oh. Like an all right wife. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, like there are some things that stress me out, and I think humor is a fun way to deal with that. And like, well, like, I guess this is how it's going to be. So. but on a macro level, I get stressed out about big decisions, and I tend to procrastinate making them. And like, if there's a piece of information that I don't have, rather than going and trying to get it, I will wait until it comes to me. And so then that like that puts off the decision and stuff like that. So most of the time I just run away from stuff.
I mean, I have those tendencies as well.
Yeah, like either not letting little stuff get to you or just running away from stuff, the big stuff. So those are my two answers, which is very healthy. But no, I do some stuff. Like playing video games with you guys is a huge stress relief. I take long showers. Really long showers.
Oh, okay.
And I think I comfort eat too when I'm stressed.
Oh, yeah. I was stressed today and I ate a big thing of pad thai.
Yeah.
And some crab rangoon, and it was the best.
Yum.
So those are my stress habits.
Zach, what's your comfort food?
Chips and salsa for sure.
Oh, are you trying?
Oh, man.
It's always the chips and salsa.
Man. Zach hooked me up with some salsa when I was up there, and it was so good.
I just got, like, mango salsa.
Oh.
It's really bad.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I know. It just tastes like salty fruit.
Yeah, it's hard to find a good fruit salsa, so I was really excited when Zach surprised me with a tasty one.
Is fruit salsa a Wiggles song, or am I...
It's fruit salad.
Oh, yeah. Fruit salsa?
Wait, Mike, which one did you get? Because I've had
How did all of you guys know that? Yeah,
that was rough to listen to.
What the heck?
Chris has a little sister, so he's safe, and I'm a weirdo.
No, she never watched that.
Oh, so we're both weirdos.
Wait, I mean, she loves it.
I mean, wait.
Chris, it's just the restaurant style mango salsa. if you were still wondering.
I haven't had that one. I've had you've seen the one I've had.
Okay, I know. You know the one.
You know.
Wink.
Oh, Chris, trust Wink. Me, I know. Welcome back to the sleep dungeon. We're going to have salsa and chips just for your sleepy pleasures.
Wait, as long as it's not the mango stuff.
Make sure to brush your teeth after. And then you get in a full 8 hours. Good night.
I can't sleep.
I can't. There's nightmares now.
I can't sleep anymore.
Let me tuck you in and make the bad times.
Oh, no.
Please don't. Please don't.
And nope. Now I'm awake.
Come here.
Wide awake. I'm sitting straight up. I'm standing.
I'm leaving.
I mean,
I'm going to my car.
The door's working for me.
Go to
Mike,
sleep.
I'm ready
Mike,
for
let
that.
Me out. Mike.
Go to sleep.
Mike, the door is locked. Please let me out. I want to.
Gotta go.
Mike.
Go to bed.
Mike.
Here's some
Mike.
Salsa.
Oh, no.
Mike, Zach's is asleep. Zach, this isn't. It's Zach. Not safe, Zach.
Zach, get a.
Yes.
Get a
Trent.
Right.
Sleep
soundly.
Sleep soundly.
So you know how Trent used to play those, like,
oh, wait.
Surgery games and, like, the game where, like, the objective is to shower or something?
Yeah!
Right now, this all is just kind of reminding me of, like, if there were a game and I would see Trent playing this, of trying to get, like, people to sleep. And, like, you could click on, like, lullaby, or, like, give them a glass of milk, or, like, rub their tummy or something. That was what
creepy
just came
and
to mind.
Tender.
Chris, we were doing a bit. We were doing a bit. And
it was going on forever, and it felt like it was the end of it. So I interrupted.
For those of you at home, Matt left his room and went to Chris's room to chastise him.
I did hear the door open.
It felt a wee bit long.
It's fine, Chris. It was perfect.
No, it was
I
great.
Also okay. didn't get it.
It was
anymore.
All. It was all perfect.
So,
it was all beautiful.
As your
so we are talking about salsa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, as your sleep dungeon master, I'm curious. How do you guys? If you can't sleep,
yep.
You need to go to bed, but you can't sleep. What do you do? Besides, listen to the. Soothing, sultry sound of my voice. Because I know I gave you all tape decks for Christmas of me just speaking.
Fantastic. Wait, see, Zach,
what?
A tape what? Is... I've always had a real problem with sleeping. I don't know what it is, because everybody else in my family, other than my mom, is just amazing at sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Like my dad, I don't know if everybody's dad is like this, but he can sleep anywhere, anytime, doesn't matter. Like sitting at a restaurant.
Yeah, Lita's like
no
that.
Way.
Like, we went and saw Fate of the Furious last night, and she slept for at least 80% of the movie. And like explosions, and like The Rock's muscles, and Vin Diesel's muscles, and like she's just curled up asleep in her movie chair the whole time.
I mean, I can't even sleep in a bed. I can never sleep in a chair.
Mm-mm.
I was gonna say, it sounds like she did you a favor.
I mean,
you were able to look at all the hot boys
yeah.
without having to worry about like her looking over and you having to be like, oh no. Me? No.
I'm not aroused.
No.
Those veins
no.
are excessive, don't you think, Dwayne?
Yeah, Dwayne. You're way too muscly and hot. I mean,
you're really cute.
What?
I can pretty much sleep anytime, anywhere. And apparently the other night the fire alarm went off and I had no idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
I heard it all the way from my room. Mike's fire alarm just blaring through the house. I walk up there. I'm like, Mike?
I was burning a candle in my room that is like kind of smoky, which doesn't really make sense. But my door was closed. My window was closed. And my fan was on and it was just spinning smoke all around my room. And the lights were off, so I couldn't really tell. So I turn on the lights, and it's just hazy in my room. I had to air out for a little while, and it was so...
Very loud.
So loud. And I'm right by Chris's room, and...
And Chris didn't wake up.
He found out, like, the next night, the fire alarm went off? Yeah, I think the neighbors woke up.
One thing he said to me, he was like, well, in case of a fire, I guess I'm kind of screwed. And I said, well, at least at your funeral, we can say you died peacefully in a sleep.
Stress-free.
Stress-free and sleeping. In a fire.
Just like he has.
Like a warm hug. Wanted.
Like a warm, warm hug.
Of my sheets on fire.
Yeah. I'm just picturing Chris just nuzzled up, you know, with his hands just right by, just holding the sheets, and just with a smile on his face, and fire everywhere. And just snug. Mm.
Sweet and just release. Like the white ghost projection of Chris just floating out as up, the flames engulf him, and he's
still
he's
sleeping.
A sleepy little ghost. Mm.
And up to heaven he goes.
So you said warm hug. I thought you said worm hug. Yeah. I just imagined like a big giant worm.
A big worm hug.
It's a lot like a worm hug.
If the fire doesn't wake Chris up, the giant worm will.
Yeah. They are not as loud, so there's no way he's waking up for the worms.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Gross. To combat my mild insomnia, I take melatonin when I can't sleep. And just I take the 5 milligram one, and you're supposed to take 2. I only take 1 so I don't get addicted.
You can't get addicted to melatonin. It's a natural chemical that your body produces.
That's what they all say. I asked the attorney general, and he said that if you do melatonin, you also do cocaine.
It's a gateway.
Oh.
It's a gateway.
Sleep aid.
Like cocaine.
Next thing you know, you'll be taking NyQuil or ZQuil.
And cocaine.
I feel like that escalated real fast and then went back downhill real fast.
Yeah. Like, I do cocaine and I also do NyQuil. Whoa!
Yeah, get on my level. Pretty sure NyQuil is scheduled too.
I don't mess with Robitussin, though. I'm not a druggie.
Nah.
Guys, can I admit something? I am, as of today, 2 days off of Allegra.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
That stuff will kill you.
Yeah, I know.
Mike, how do you sleep?
It's been about a year now.
That's bad.
You
need to see a sleep doctor. Wait. Or are you the sleep doctor?
How do you sleep? Well, normally I just talk.
Just to yourself? All right, Mike, it's time to sleep now, Mike.
Mike sleep dungeons himself.
Time to tuck yourself in.
We can't Who's do it again. Chris will get mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't get mad. I was just looking for the time to interject, which I never know, and then that was not the time. And then Matt pictured a red truck driving off a cliff, and I was in it.
Good night.
And I was sleeping.
And there was a worm.
Oh no.
This is quite the visual.
And then it caught on fire.
And then there was fire. A warm worm hug.
A warm wormy hug.
Trent, do you sleep?
Yeah, I sleep basically all the time. The only issue I have with sleep is when there are other people in the room.
You don't like sleeping with other people?
I don't like sleeping with hordes of people, especially.
Oh, just a bunch of people.
Is this something that you've run into often? Do you invite a lot of people over to your house? Do you
festivals? No. But like, if you guys like went on trips and were in a hotel, like I could not fall asleep just with everybody just, okay, it's bedtime now and we're just all laying here silently for a little bit.
You know, that's interesting. I've always had trouble with sleepovers being the last one asleep and the first one awake. Is that how you are as well?
I mean, you know me, I just kind of, once I'm comfy in an evening, it's just
I feel like if it
later.
Was,
I'm that way, Matt.
You're like that, Zach?
Yeah.
It's tough. It was tough growing up. With that affliction.
It's like, tough we'd always good. Put like a movie in or whatever, and then like most everybody would fall asleep during the movie, and then the movie would end, and I'd be like, oh, I'm the only one awake.
But these menu songs, though.
Speaking of Alien.
Speaking of watching Alien,
is that how you fall asleep, Matt? Besides melatonin?
Well, no, I watch the whole movie and then I fall asleep. You and Trent, though, apparently it was lullaby time when Alien was playing, because when we watched it, as friends, so I thought.
Yeah.
You guys immediately dozed right off.
Sigourney Weaver is your sleep dungeon master?
You know that that's true.
No, it can't be. I am the one and only.
I don't know. And I know we've talked about my gross, nasty pillow, but that thing is just...
Well, can we not bring it up?
I know. It's just, it makes sleeping so easy.
And
it shouldn't.
And that's where the worms come from.
And that's where the worms come from that will inevitably kill me.
But with hugs.
But with hugs.
Warm hugs.
Warm hugs. Then they'll eat Trent. They'll be really big then. They can come down to Nashville and then smother Chris.
Why would they be really big? Are you insinuating that Matt is, or that Trent is fat and that worms will get fat if they eat Trent?
I insinuated half of that.
I'm only half fat. Well, I'm making progress.
Well, you took the half out of the middle. That's the thing.
Wait, and then you can cut the worm in half and have two worms.
Perfect.
What?
I have a worm stew.
Made of Trenton pillows.
That went just... That zagged. We just zagged on ourselves, guys. I think, boys, if you don't mind, it feels like we're gonna be bottoms up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Are you guys bottoms up? If you're not bottoms up, you get bottoms up because I'm about to be. So here we go.
I feel like oftentimes these episodes that we kind of get a little bit more serious on kind of come full circle because I've got a lot going on and I know we have a lot going on. But taking an hour just to sit down and talk to people and like my best buds for an hour is very, very relaxing. And I couldn't tell you one thing that I have to do the rest of the night, even though I probably could do a million things. I don't care because this feels
let it go.
Like the most, this feels like the most important thing right now. So I appreciate you boys.
And that was one of the only other things I was going to say is that like having Facebook available and just being able to be like, when something stresses me out and like I'm dealing with it, just being like, hey, this sucks right now. And like, no one needs to do anything about it, but just being like, hey, just so you guys know, like, man, I'm dealing with some stuff.
You know what made today was like one of the worst days of work I've ever had in terms of personal stress. And it wasn't even like that hard of a day. It was just, I was just struggling. One of the things that just made the day okay was that that conversation that we had in the middle of the day where we pretended that Colin was calling in.
Yeah.
To IT, and it was just, it was the funniest thing. He was like acting like a super angry worker, and like it was just an escalated situation, and we all played the part, and all the boys made me laugh super hard. So
I was taking a nap for that. I'm sorry that I missed it.
It's all right. No, you can go back and read it because it was just,
it was really good.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. And that's something that during the day, I'll quick say, micro for me, checking up on the conversations that we're having over Facebook is one thing. In between calls and between writing emails, I'll just quick look at Facebook Messenger and just see what everybody is talking about. And it's super nice to just know that you guys are there. You know, like you're not within... you know, miles of me, but we're all connected on the social media, and it's really comforting to know that, like Trent said, you can just say something and you guys will all see it and be able to empathize and be there or make fun of, depending on what everybody's mood is. It's just, that's really nice and helps me get through the day. And then macro is probably video games with you guys, definitely. This episode, or not this episode specifically,
this only one,
this podcast. And then today, one of the biggest things that helped me shake off the day was I came home, and one thing that I love is that every time I get home, Penny just starts screaming until I pick her up, just screaming. And then when I pick her up, she's all purrs, and I just laid down in my bed and she just laid on me, and I didn't touch my phone, I didn't touch my computer, I just laid there with a purring cat laying on me, and it was just amazing. And that's where Chris found me once he got home. Just
and then I ruined the moment.
No. You were all good. I needed to wake up. But just, you know, in a dark room, all the lights were off. I still had my work clothes on. I had just dropped everything and just sitting there and cuddling with my kitten. So I'm sure taco is a very amazing stress release for you as well.
Oh, sure.
But, folks, we are bottoms up. And now it's time for everybody's favorite part of the episode.
The part where we'd stop.
The part where we end the episode.
The part where you can hit next. Or pause. I don't know.
I have been...
How do podcasts work?
Matthew Alien from Alien Virus. Was that too on the really nose?
I've been Zach Worm Hug Schroeder.
Wait, did you say worm?
Well, sorry, let me clarify. Warm worm hugs.
Okay, Schroeder. You just kind of put them together. And okay, I get it.
I have been Michael, your sleep dungeon master, Wadena.
Oh. Kind of fun, though.
Let me tuck you in.
Kind of fun, though. Chris is expecting me to go, apparently.
Am I?
I don't know. You're kind of looking at me.
I thought it was. I don't think I was.
Well.
And I have been Trent Pillow Worm Safford.
Oh, that's where the worms come from.
That's where the worms start. And then they're hungry for Chris.
And I've been Chris Killer of the Goof O'Brien. Goof murderer? I'm not sure which one's better.
Goof off.
Goof off is pretty good. It brings a whole sort of repellent to the
goof
mix.
Gone. I'll be but goof also gone. Like you're making your goof
gone. I love it. Well, folks, looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini off the album This Is Waker. Definitely go check that out. Also go check out all of our social media. Because that's fun. This particular show has been poor quality.
Yeah.
Other than the alien stuff. But what else
did
you expect?
I mean, some alien stuff.
We are halfway to 50, guys.
Oh, wow.
We're a quarter of a century.
We're older than any of us right now.
Quarter century Fox.
I don't think we can say that.
You said Fox, right?
You said Fox, right? To censor it. Right?
That's a pretty old Fox. Yeah.
20th century Fox!
Wait, how old do Foxes get?
End your recording, please.